The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. With his faithful valet Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed in the thrilling adventure of Cornered Steel. The Green Hornet strikes again! Jennings had built his business the hard way. During the war years, his foundry had operated 24 hours a day, turning out steel products for the Army. A reconversion had brought countless headaches and shutdowns due to shortages.
I've run this place at a loss for 2 years. I can't hold out any longer. I tell you, Axford, my back is right up to the wall.
That does it. Cut it down.
Hey, Jennings, they're shutting down the plant.
You're telling me.
Cut off on five.
But it's only 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I know it is.
Cut off the rest of the work.
We've got to shut down on account of steel. You can tell Britt Reed that I don't know when we'll open up.
Oh, golly.
I'll do all I can to get more steel, boys. I'll let you know when you're to come back.
Okay, boys. Let us know.
Yes, I'll let you know. Well, Axford, you came here to get a story, didn't you?
Well, Reed heard something about a black market in steel, and he wondered what there was to it.
I can't get steel, and I can't run my plant without it. So that's that.
By golly, that's a shame.
It's more than that. Look at those men going out. They've been with me right through the war. They're a swell bunch. And I've got to send them home to tell their families they're out of work for... I don't know how long.
Jennings, I'm sorry to interrupt.
What is it, Mabel?
A man just came into the office. He said you'll want to see him.
For what?
He can let you have as many tons of steel as you need.
Swapping snakes, Jennings. That sounds like something hot.
Wait here, Axford. I'll be with you in a minute. Mabel, that news is worth a box of candy.
Oh, yeah? Maybe I better run ahead and be sure he doesn't get away. Mr. Barnaby? Mr. Jennings?
How do you do, Jennings?
Barnaby? Is that the name?
That's right, Bill Barnaby. I understand you're in the market for steel.
I've seen you somewhere, Barnaby. Where was it?
It's hard to say. I get around quite a bit.
What steel company do you represent?
Well, I might say I'm a broker.
I have it. It was in Washington. You called on me at the hotel.
Remarkable memory, Mr. Jennings.
You were going to expedite a contract... If I laid $10,000 on the line.
I'll overlook the things you called me.
So now you're selling steel. What's the racket, Bartleby?
You want steel? I can let you have steel. That's all there is to it.
The market price is $85 a ton.
But there's none on the market. Hey, young lady, would you mind if we talked privately?
Well, I...
Mabel, go on out and entertain that man from the Daily Sentinel. His name is Ashford. I may say a few things that would curl your hair.
Oh, Nick.
Let's have it, Barnaby. How can you sell steel?
Sit down. I'll tell you all about it.
Thanks, I'll stand. Make it short.
I represent a group of men in this city who have some steel to sell. You see, these men corner the scrap iron market. They release the scrap iron to the steel mills for a reciprocal agreement. They're able to buy enough new steel to keep you going.
So that's where the new steel is going. Well, how much over mill prices are you charging?
Price is $250 a ton.
$250?
Take it or leave it. And if you leave it, you can sell your machinery for scrap.
So you're the key figure in the black market.
Don't be a fool, Jennings. No witness to this conversation, and you can't prove a thing. Just get this through your head. You'll pay the price or go out of business.
Barnaby, I have restrained myself in Washington because I didn't want to make a scene in the hotel.
Well, what do you mean?
Here's what I wanted to do in Washington.
You!
Come here. Here's another. Come on, get up. Get on your feet.
You'll pay for this.
There's the street. Get out. Get out before I use my foot.
You'll regret this, Jennings.
Hey, what's up?
Mr. Jennings, what is it?
Where's the fight?
It's all over.
What? Look at that chair. It's all smashed.
Why didn't I get here sooner? Who was it, Jennings? Who did you polish?
His name was Barnaby. I threw him out of this office. Go back and put that in your newspaper.
Suffering snakes. You mean Bill Barnaby, the broker?
Yeah. And if that playboy publisher you work for is interested...
You mean Reed?
Yes. If he wants to learn something about the black market in steel, he can come to me.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Reed.
Oh, Miss Case. Where's Axford?
Well, I think he's around somewhere.
Gunnigan tells me he called in this story about Bill Barnaby.
Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, isn't it priceless? I'd give a week's pay to see Barnaby thrown out of someone's office. Oh, here's Michael now.
You, Axford.
Oh, hello, Reed.
I want to talk to you about this story you sent in.
Reed, can you beat it? Barnaby's nothing but a crook. He's operating a black market in steel. He's
How do you
Jennings.
Know?
Huh? Why, he called on Jennings, like I said there.
Did you hear the conversation?
No, but Jennings told me that...
Did anyone hear it?
Well, Jennings heard it.
Anyone else?
No, but Reed, I can tell you that...
You've made charges against Barnaby and you haven't a thing to back him up.
Oh, golly.
I don't know why Gunnigan let this thing get through.
But Reed, holy crow, it's a scoop to find out that Barnaby's the guy with the black market in steel. It's the biggest...
It's also a libel suit if we can't prove it. We can expect to hear from Barnaby or his lawyer any minute.
Uh-oh.
If that's Mr. Barnaby calling, are you in or out?
I'll take it. Might as well face it.
Maybe I'd better go see if...
You'll stay right here.
Mr. Reed's office?
Reed, there ought to be some way of getting proof against Barnaby.
Yes, Mr. Jennings.
Reed, it's not Barnaby. It's Jennings.
Mr. Reed, you want to talk to Jennings?
Yes. I'll use your phone, Mr.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Jennings. How are you?
Oh, golly, Casey. I thought I was getting the scoop.
You let
I
your
see.
Enthusiasm run away with you, Michael.
The worst of it is I told Gunnigan the story would be all right. I told him I could prove what I said.
Yes, I certainly do.
Oh, Michael.
Well, golly, Casey. I thought Jennings' word would be proof. Where Reed puts it, I don't know.
Barnaby's a dangerous man to cross.
Okay,
you're
Jennings,
telling me.
I'll be there.
I guess Reed's through talking.
Till tonight, then. Goodbye, Jennings. Axford. Did Jennings tell you he wanted to see me?
Reed, I didn't have a chance to get a word in the way you popped questions at me. Are you going to see him?
Yes. He said he'd give me the facts about the black market and steel.
Oh, that's swell, Mr. Reed.
When are you going to see him?
Tonight, at his home in the suburbs.
Maybe I'd better go along with you, Reed, just so as I
maybe can... you'd better not. You get hold of Lowry and a couple of other good legmen and persuade them to help you learn all you can about Barnaby. He won't take your story sitting down, and we'll need all the ammunition we can get.
Reed asked his valet Cato to accompany him to the Jennings home that evening. Cato sat behind the wheel of Britt's convertible while the young publisher waited at the front door of the house. That's curious. Cato presently got out of the car and joined his employer.
Perhaps this Britt doorbell doesn't work. I suggest I go around to rear door.
I heard the bell ring, Cato.
Mr. Jennings have no servants?
They come by the day. He must be in there. He was expecting me. Something curious about this. Look here. The door is unlocked.
Did you go in?
I'll call. Maybe he's upstairs. Jennings! Jennings, where are you? It's Britt Reed. Huh. It's mighty funny.
What trouble?
Cato, I smell gunpowder.
What do you mean you
think it smells as if a gun's been fired in this house. We're going to look around. It looks like a library and office over here. Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt.
Jennings. Dead.
Gun is in hand. Look like suicide.
That's the last thing a man like Jennings would do, especially after what he told me over the phone.
Look, here is note.
Let me see it.
It's signed with Jennings' name.
Suicide note. Listen to this, Cato. There's no use trying to go on. I'm tired of fighting.
Well, that is all?
Yes, tired of fighting. That's not like Jennings. He wanted to see me because he was determined to fight to a finish. Cato, I think this suicide note is a forgery. We're going to take it away with us. Pick up that gun. Wipe it off and toss it on the other side of the room. The stage was set to look like a suicide. We're going to change the property so the police look for a murderer.
Will you call police?
Yes. Hello, operator. Give me police headquarters. I want to report a murder.
Is that all you can tell us, Mr. Reed?
Oh, I've told you everything, Inspector. I had an appointment with Mr. Jennings. I got here and the front door was open. That's how I found him, on the floor of his study. My valet was with me.
Yes, we got a statement from Cato. Mr. Reed, you know of anyone who had reason to kill Jennings?
I might refer you to the afternoon edition of the Sentinel.
What's that say?
Well, it's a front page article about Jennings. He seems to have had a misunderstanding with one Barnaby.
That's right, Inspector. I read about that. Maybe we ought to question Barnaby.
You think I killed Jennings because of our argument?
That's preposterous. Maybe so, Barnaby. But how about an alibi?
I took some friends to my country place last night. We were there all evening.
You probably saw the evening paper, Cato.
Yes, Mr. Britt. Our Barnaby has airtight alibi.
He probably didn't shoot Jennings, but I'm sure he was behind that shooting. He couldn't afford to let Jennings expose the black market and steal.
How can you prove Barnaby is guilty?
We'll use that note I took from the Jennings house to set a trap.
Oh, you use note as bait for trap?
No, Cato. I'm going to bait the trap with the publisher of the Sentinel.
You mean
I mean I'm going to be bait for the trap as Britt Reed. And I'm going to close the trap as the Green Hornet.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Thank you.
was the following morning in Britt Reed's office. Michael Axford was with the young publisher.
I was at the cop's headquarters all last evening, Reed. They're getting nowhere on the Jennings murder.
No fingerprints?
Nothing at all. By golly, I'd bet all the tea in China that Barnaby's in back of it.
Yeah, so would I. I don't suppose the police can shake his alibi.
Oh, not a chance. He opened up his country place for a poker party last night. It's a few miles beyond where Jennings lived.
Oh, I thought Barnaby lived in that new apartment house.
Oh, he does. He just goes to that country place once in a while for special occasions, like last night when he had his friends in for cards.
Well, probably he had a dozen men for his alibi.
Oh, that he did. It's quite a place he's got there, Reed.
You saw it?
Yeah. Imagine having a place like that and only opening it up once in a while.
Mm. Axford, I'll tell you something confidentially.
Yeah?
When I saw Jennings, the gun was in his hand and there was a note on his desk.
Holy crow.
I took the note and moved the gun.
Reed, you shouldn't have done it.
I didn't want the police to be misled.
You got to give that note to the cops. Good gravy, you can't keep it quiet.
Ah, just a minute, Axford. Barnaby has some pretty influential friends. I know how he operates. I'm reasonably certain he's planted a couple of his men in newspaper offices. And it's quite possible he has some friends at police headquarters. Friends who could dispose of evidence like fingerprints on the note. Now, you keep quiet about this note until we see how things develop.
Okay, Reed. I won't tell a soul. Can you beat it, Casey? Now be sure to keep it under your hat.
Well, why should I, Michael? You'll tell everyone in the place. You never kept a secret in your life.
Is that so? Well, I'll have you know that I could be as mum as a clam. Now, Joe, don't breathe it to us all. I'm telling you confidential.
Don't tell anyone, but that's a straight goods. I got it from Joe.
Yeah, Reed is holding a note. He sure stuck his neck out.
Little Barnaby hears this, he'll answer a lot of questions.
Hello?
Barnaby?
Yes.
Now listen close, boss. You were wondering what happened to a certain piece of evidence in connection with Jennings' death. Well, I know where it is. Britt Reed picked it up, and he's holding it because it's got fingerprints on it.
Jennings' fingerprints, aren't they?
If they were Jennings' fingerprints, there wouldn't be any reason for Reed to hold it. He's out to get you, boss. I thought you ought to know.
Reed's out to get me, huh? Maybe I'll be the one that'll do the getting.
Stay on the job there. Let me know if you hear anything else.
Okay, Barnaby. Goodbye.
Bye.
Is that your man from the Sentinel office, Barnaby?
Yeah, Martin. Now, I know where that note is. Have you still got those phony credentials?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you use them tonight. Call on Reed at his apartment. You get over there about 9. By that time, Axel will have gone out for the evening. You'll probably find Reed alone.
Has Axford gone out for the evening, Cato?
Yes, Mr. Britt.
The poor guy. If he only knew how he'd been used.
He spread information you told him in confidence.
Yes. He's so darn frank and honest, he can't keep anything to himself.
What door, Mr. Britt?
Wait a minute, Cato. This may be one of Barnaby's men rising to the bait. You keep back out of sight and keep the gun handy.
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt. I have gun and mask of Green Hornet ready.
Remember, a slip may mean the end of the Green Hornet and the end of me.
Mr. Reed?
Yes?
My name is Martin. Police headquarters. Here are my credentials.
Headquarters, huh? I've never heard of you.
You're hearing from me now. You found Jennings' body and reported his death.
Yes.
You also found a note that you did not report.
Oh, I wonder how that got around.
You don't deny it, huh? Now, look, Reed, you're no fool. You know you can't take evidence away from the scene of a crime.
Well, I didn't mean to make any trouble, Martin. I intended to turn in the note.
You can turn it in right now. Give it to me, and I'll square things for you at headquarters.
That's right here in this table drawer. I don't see how you knew about it.
What's the matter?
There, behind you, the Green Hornet.
You're trying to trick me into turning my head?
No, no, that mask. That gas weapon.
Hey, I...
He's gassed you.
The Green Hornet.
Wait. Yeah, he's out cold. That did it, Cato.
You saw a Green Hornet mask, Mr. Brick.
That's all that's necessary. Give me the mask and gun.
Here from police headquarters?
Oh, I know all the men at headquarters. This man's a phony. Get my hat and coat. We're going to take him for a ride in the Black Beauty.
Carrying the unconscious man between them, Britt Reed and his Filipino valet Cato went along a narrow passageway built within the walls of the apartment itself. This passage led to an adjoining building which fronted on a dark side street. Though supposedly abandoned, this building served as the hiding place for the sleek, super-powered Black Beauty, streamlined car of the Green Hornet. Britt Reed pressed a button. The great car roared into life. A section of the wall in front raised automatically, then closed as the gleaming Black Beauty sped into the darkness. Wearing his mask, Britt Reed guided the black car through the dark streets toward the city limits. Then he headed into the country. Martin, still unconscious, was on the seat between the Green Hornet and Cato.
Give him more gas if necessary, Cato. Don't let him recover consciousness until we're ready.
Britt stopped the car in the darkness behind the Barnaby Country House, then made an investigation while Cato remained with Martin.
I've opened the rear door, Cato. The house is empty. I'll take Martin inside.
I'll help you with him.
I can carry him. You go ahead with the flashlight. Tie him up in the library, then make a couple phone calls. First of all, you'll call Axford. You'll probably find him at police headquarters.
Police headquarters, Sergeant Burke speaking. Axford? Yeah, he's here. Just a minute.
For me?
Yeah. Why don't you do your business at the office instead of tying up the phones here at headquarters?
Axford speaking. Oh, it's you, Cato.
It's Cato.
Yeah.
What's that, Cato? You say you and Reed were captured.
Oh, golly.
So you got away. But where's Reed? Bill Barnaby's suffering snakes.
Hey, Joe, come over here.
Yeah. I'm listening, Cato. Me and Burke and some of the cops will get there right away. Huh? Be quiet about it. Okay. Who? Holy crow!
Take the desk, Joe. I gotta go with Axe, right?
Yeah, Cato, we'll do that. Leave it to me and Burke. Burke, we gotta get to Barnaby's country place in a hurry. Reed is there a prisoner. Cato managed to escape. And who do you think captured Reed?
Who?
The Green Hornet!
Said the back door was open and to be quiet.
Quiet all the hush.
The Hornet might be coming back. We gotta watch our step. I guess the car won't be seen over there in the dark.
I'll go first, Axford.
Over here. Reed. Turn the flashlight over there, Burke.
Yeah.
Axford. I'm glad to see you. Cato call?
That he did, Reed.
Get me untied.
You boys close the door to this room. Stand guard outside now.
All right.
Oh, Cato, get away.
Jump for it. Luckily, he heard where we were being taken. And listen, we're not alone in this house. I heard someone moving in the front room.
Fight the Hornet, bring you here.
Burke, perhaps I made a mistake. I took a suicide note away from the Jennings house.
Yeah, Axford told me about that. Confidential.
He must have spread the word far and wide, Axford. The Green Hornet knew I had that note.
Oh, golly. There.
And he came to the apartment and demanded it. When I wanted to hang on to it, he brought me here, a prisoner.
But suffering snakes, this is Barnaby's house. Where's the note now?
The Hornet may have gone back to the apartment to search for it.
Hey, Sarge, the car's just stopped out in front. Someone's come to the front door.
It was Barnaby himself. He unlocked the door, flicked on a light, and went to the library where Martin, now conscious, lay tied on the floor.
Barnaby, thank goodness you got here.
What happened to you?
I'll tell you everything. Get me untied.
Start talking.
I went to Reed's apartment and flashed the phony credentials. He believed I was a flatfoot and he was going to turn that suicide note over to me.
Then what?
The Green Hornet showed up.
The Green Hornet.
Yeah, he must have heard about that note.
How could he know of it?
Maybe he's got a line into the Sentinel's office, same as you got Jake Kitson. Anyhow, he gassed me and I went out like a light. I came to here on the floor.
There. You don't know if your fingerprints are on the note?
They're on it by this time. You can bet the Hornet saw to that.
What's the Hornet's game?
I got it all doped out. He'll go to you and demand a wad of cash. If he doesn't get it, he hands the note to the police. Barnaby, it'll mean the worst for me. You had an alibi for the murder, but me,
Take it easy, Martin.
You'll pay off the Hornet, won't you?
Depends on what he wants. I won't be played for a sap.
You've got to deal with him. You've got to get that note.
By the way, Martin, who phoned me about you?
Huh? Phoned you?
Someone called and said you'd been brought here as a prisoner. I thought it was one of the boys.
I don't know who it could have been. I don't know who knew I was captured by the Hornet.
Martin, maybe I'd better send you on a one-way, no-return trip.
Barnaby, put the gun down.
You threaten me, Martin. I don't like that. Reed will tell who captured you. The Green Hornet, huh? Well, he can be charged with your murder.
No, no. Don't do it, Barnaby. Please, please don't shoot.
Hold it.
What?
The cops.
I'll shoot.
Oh, that'll hold you.
You're covered.
We got you, you spalpeens.
Where'd you come from? What does this mean?
It means that you and Martin are all true. We heard plenty.
It's a frame-up. We're a frame.
That'll do. You're under arrest. Now shut up.
Well, I could. I guess you have a front-page story.
That I have.
Reed, you.
Yes, Martin. The Green Hornet seems to have given us both a little ride into the country.
By golly, for once, the Green Hornet has done all right. And so have I. Look, Reed, there's the lug you said would sue our paper for libel. I knew he didn't have to, nothing to worry about.
Well, if you ever find the Hornet, Axford, you should buy him a drink.
With the reward I'll get, I'd be glad to treat him.
Well, how about treating me? I'd like a cup of coffee, and I didn't bring a cent of money with me.
Poor sure thing. I could stand a cup of coffee myself. Where'll we go?
Well, the 39 Club.
The 39 Club? They got a $2 minimum charge at the place.
Axford, don't be a piker. Floor show's worth it.
You, Reed, you and your nightlife. Won't you never get over being a playboy?
These copyrighted dramas originate in Detroit, and all characters, names, places, and incidents used are fictitious. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.